Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast. So glad you're joining us today. Hope you're having a good week and that you are getting excited about summer here. It is right the corner. Hope you've signed up for all the camps, have your nannies in place. I'm getting a little bit stressed about childcare, if you can't tell on my end, because it's just, it sneaks up on you. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, geez, school's out.
Well, and here we are. Yeah, we talked about on the last pod, River just finished preschool, and I don't know how it is wherever you're listening, but like there's like this gap between like the schools, like schools, public schools aren't out of school yet, not until like, I don't know, like the second week in June or whatever. So anyway, there's like this 2 week dead zone where like River isn't in school and she doesn't have camps. And I'm like, dear God in heaven, I'm trying to plan, you know, play dates and like go to the park. And it's like, yesterday I was like, just watch your iPad. Like, I just don't have anything. I don't have anything left in me. Mm-hmm. And that was the first day. That was Monday of this 2 week period. So
great start, Katie.
It's going really well, guys. It's going really well. Mm-hmm. Speaking of things going really well, you are taking a trip, not a trip that you were, you know, wanted to do or that you were anticipating, but nonetheless you are. So.
Yes. Yeah. We had, my grandmother passed away. So we're flying to, her funeral is in Chicago, which if you do the math, it's about a 10-hour drive from here in Asheville, which if you have a 1-year-old, you know, that is
also do the math on that. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Basically impossible. Yeah. That will not work. Those do not go together. So we have decided to, maybe foolishly, I don't know. Well, TBD, we have decided to take all 6 of us on the plane to Chicago. Fortunately there is a direct flight from Asheville. So that's good. And we are getting picked up, on the other end, but it is, and Katie, you know this and you travel, you've flown a lot with River. We just haven't flown a lot. I've flown with Sam, but we haven't flown ever with all 4 children. And you just, the logistics of a trip like this is unbelievable. Yeah. Katie, it's just, there's so many things you have to think about.
I know.
The car seat, the packing, the bags, who's going to carry what, the airport time, the snacks, the activities, with a pack and play when we get there, the stroller situation. I mean, there's just so much that goes into it. I feel like the whole week on top of work and unfortunately being sick and everything else is dedicated to, I mean, when you, it's a 4-day trip, but it's really like a week and a half trip because of all the work you have to put in on the front end of just getting everything together.
Let me just say this. I think it's even more tricky for you because of how little Sam still is, because I'm just thinking like when we were taking trips, you know, with River and she was that age, you're exactly right. You're like pack and play and car seats and strollers. And, you know, the older your kid gets, the more of those things you can eliminate. And that has been kind of a game changer for us. Like now River can sit in a booster seat, which is we can bring that and that fits into a bag, you know? So I will just say this, like you know, Sam will be 2 in December. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's like 1.5-ish.
Yeah. So you have, you know, a little bit more time, but soon, some of those things will, you know.
I mean, it's funny, even the things getting ready for this trip, I'm like, okay, like, you know, we don't necessarily need a high chair anymore. We don't need to bring like baby food. He can eat regular food.
Right.
So even some of those things, it's nice to realize you're starting to grow out of some of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
very daunting, but you'll make it. I mean, you texted me. It does
feel like this very, it's funny. We were like going back and forth. Should we take all the kids? And they knew my grandmother, pretty well, fortunately. Yeah. And so we wanted them to be there. We wanted, you know, that experience for them. But we finally bought the tickets. And then that whole night after I bought the tickets, I just was laying in bed. What did I just do? Like, what, wait a minute. And then you start, like, your mind starts going with, like, okay, how are we going to handle this? What are we going to do for this? How is this going to work? What's going to fit in it? You know, the other funny part real quick before we move on that I want to mention, just hilarious to me that this happened. I go online to book the tickets on the airline. You cannot, it will not let you put 4 children with 2 adults on one reservation. It's physically impossible. Like, you can click, you know, how it says like number of adults, number of children, number of lap children, whatever. Anyway, you can't do it. Like, once you hit 2 adults and 3 kids, the button, the plus button grays out and you can add no more children.
So what do you do? Then you have to book them their own like reservation.
I was like, this can't be right. What is going on? So I call in and finally get somebody on the phone. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're not, you can't fly, like, 4 kids can't fly with 2 adults. That's too many.
And you're like, these are all my children.
Like, well, this is my family. Like, I don't know what, like, do you want me to leave one of them at home? Yeah. I'm not really sure what the situation. Anyway, it was so funny to me.
So and what did they, like, what, he like pushed
So you would basically have to book 2 different reservations and have, like, 2 kids with 1 adult and 2 kids with another adult on, like, separate reservations. And I was like, but then, you know, we're not all in the same clump, you know, like, with seating and everything. Anyway, it just cracked me up. It was like the universe being like, actually, Karen, this is a bad idea. Like, the airline doesn't even want you.
Even
to
the airline is like,
children.
You can't do this. You can't
this
do this.
Seems
so what
like
did you
too
end up-
much.
What
this
did
seems
you end
like
up
too
doing?
Much.
Yeah. What did you end up
anyway,
doing?
So he was like, well, just leave the baby off because he's a lap child.
And then you'll have to add him at the airport to the
right. But I wanted to be like, well, someday he's not going to be a lap child once he hits 2. And I even tried like adding Ella Ray as an adult. But then once you put the birthday in, it's like, no, she's not an adult. She's 7, you know. Anyway, it was hilarious to me, but it really was like one of those like, is this a hint that we maybe shouldn't be trying this, but not even the airline thinks it's a good idea.
The airline's like, just don't do it. No, Zach-a-lock's not a good idea.
Not allowed.
No. Anyway, I'm going to have to ask, my sister travels with 4 kids. And so I'm really curious to see, like, I'll have to ask her if this has been like an issue in the past.
Yeah,
so
it was
really
odd to me. I mean, I showed Gregory, I'm like, am I missing something here?
Yeah.
He's like, no, just will not let you add 4 children.
Right.
I will say too, caveat, it was Allegiant. It's a discount airline. So
maybe it's an airline specific airline. They're like, even though this is like cheaper, we still don't want you to
do
this.
We know you're just trying to save a bunch of money, but still don't bring all those children. That's too much. Nobody wants
it's
all those children.
Don't do it.
Anyway,
that's funny.
So we will let you know how it goes. But yeah, hopefully, you know, I was texting with Katie, like, okay, what do I bring? What's snack? I've already ordered a bunch of new coloring books. Like, hopefully.
And you whip them
survive.
Out on the plane. That's like the key is you're like, hold on, wait till I have this very awesome Dollar General coloring book. You know what I mean?
How did you know, Katie, that I went to Dollar General and was like, give me a 1 of every $1 coloring book, please.
Yeah.
1 of each one.
That's
line
how
them
you
up.
Do. That's good. That
good. I know. And that's the key. You can't show them before. Like,
right.
Because if they've seen it already, it's not, it loses all of its
value. It's not as sparkly.
Yeah.
You need something that's like, well, you got
to. Like, as soon as you
them.
Drive the new car off the lot, it loses its value. Same thing.
Depreciation. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, what's the first article today, Katie?
Our first article is from the Washington Post, and it's 4 ways to reconnect with parenting joy, build a child's emotional skills, blah, 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 blah. Basically, like, hey, sometimes it really stinks to be a parent. Like, you love being a parent, you love your kid, but basically the minutia, and this is like the story of my life, the minutia of life gets in the way of you enjoying your life and your kids and where your child is at. That is, it's like a killjoy, life, basically, just the everyday ins and outs of life. It says it right here. We want to support our children's well-being and we want to be happy too, but everyday experiences can get in the way. Maybe it's the struggle of getting out the door in the morning or getting through a trip to the grocery store without a meltdown. Perhaps it's the feeling of wanting to decompress after a long day, but each step of the bedtime routine seems to cause an argument. I feel like that last line was like written right for me, like specifically for me. Mm-hmm. I said this, I struggle with this because I love River so much and she's at such a fun age, but I get up at 2 a.m. and I basically, by the time bedtime rolls around, I have nothing left in my soul to give. And Brian, my husband, is always like, you know, of course, River's always like, I want you to read, Mom. I want you to do bedtime. And I'm like losing my mind. And Brian's always like, it will not be forever that she like wants you to do bedtime. And I'm like, I know, but I'm like so tired. I just want to get my 5.5 hours of sleep, you know? So this article gives some recommendations. They have researched this. And they have things that can help you reconnect with that sense of parenting joy. So they have, I think, 5 things here. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to the positive. In other words, your kids just want your attention. So if they're trying to show you something, if they're trying to get your attention in a positive way and you're not reciprocating with that, then they're going to try to get your attention in a negative way. And then you're going to yell at them and it's going to make you cranky. Number 2 is lean into your strengths as a parent. And they say like, go ahead and make a list. And if you're not sure, like ask your friends and, you know, write it down and review them. Number 3, acknowledge your child when they follow your expectations. So have a list of like household expectations, maybe pick 5 of them, review them with everybody in your family. And like, once you see your kid do one of those expectations, like praise them, encourage them, celebrate them. Number 4, connect with your child's school. This is one that like is very, I think when you're a full-time working mom and a parent, to me this is like the most challenging one. And I don't even like my River is like only just starting kindergarten in the fall. And this one already stresses me out. It talks about work as a team with your child's teacher. So communicate with your child's teacher, support your child at home and school. If there's an issue at home, talk to the teacher about it. If there's an issue at school, make sure you're communicating, because consistency is what make, you know, kids happy, what makes them well-functioning kids. And so if you can be consistent at home and school, you know, that's a win. So, what did you think of these?
Yeah, I think it's all really good ideas. I will say, to talk about your concern with the consistency with your school, you know, the good news is it's so much easier now than it used to be.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
Like our parents would have to like go by the school and like schedule a meeting or whatever. I mean, teachers, at our kids' school, at least, are so easily accessible.
You know,
I can message them. I can use the little Remind app. I can send them an email. So I feel like, and I clearly am no PTO mom.
Well, that's what stresses me out is I'm like, I don't have time. I don't know if I can be like room moms and lunch mom and PTO. Like I'm spread so thin already. Those are the things that sort of stress me out, but maybe that's not what they're talking about. Maybe they're just like, you got to check in via email.
I think, which also, I just realized I said PTO, PTA, PTA.
Whatever. PTO is a thing too, right? Oh no. PTO is like pay time off. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'd like some more of that as well.
Yeah. That's what we need to do the PTA. Yeah. No. But that has even become so much easier too. Like, for my kid's school, the PTA will send out a list and say like, if you can come help between these hours, great.
Yeah.
If you don't have time and can drop off X, Y, Z, at any time this day, great. And so I'm like the dropper offer. I'm always like, hi, I brought in some stuff. I gotta go. Bye.
Yeah. Here's the brownies. Bye. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I feel like they're like, okay, great. Like, we get it. You're working. No judgment. But yeah. Thank you for doing what you can do. Anyway, all that to say that I do feel like that consistency and connection with your child's school is important. But I do feel like even as a working mom, it's been made a lot easier now than probably it used to be. And there's little things you can do. And that at least with our kids' teachers, they have been so accessible. And I do feel like that's really important. Even the, you know, if you have any sort of issue or concern or something, they see your kids all day. They know them so well.
Yeah.
Right. The other thing I liked about this article is paying attention to the positive, which is hard. And just that little reminder in this article that they want your attention. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times, especially in the afternoons when we're getting close to the witching hour, that everybody is like, mom, look at this, listen to this. And, you know, sometimes I find that if I can just stop what I'm doing and say, okay, tell me. And, you know, they just want to be heard. Right. And even though it does take time and patience, that plays such a big role and makes such a big difference, I think, in their behavior.
Well, and I liked this one of the pay attention to the positive. And this article suggests try searching online for 100 ways to praise a child and put the list on the counter or refrigerator. So I Googled it. And like before we sat down to podcast, I like copied and pasted it, and I'm going to print it out and like put it. I mean, not because I don't really, I mean, I honestly think that I'm pretty good at praising River, but sometimes you want new ways to do it, right? Instead of like, oh, I really, that picture is so good. You're such a good drawer. You're such a whatever, whatever. Like, these are really, I thought that it was helpful. So I'll take all the, you know, the little hints and lists I can get.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Mom's the word.
So I have a mums for us today. This one is kind of a for younger kids, but it, talking about our travel situation made me remember. I was unsure if we're going to be able to, for logistical purposes, which sounds like a nightmare, I'm unsure if we're going to be able to take a stroller, which would really sort of be detrimental perhaps to the trip. But in any case, I knew I needed a backup plan, and I had remembered the Ergo baby carrier. Did you have that?
We did. I gave it to my sister. Yeah, I loved it. Yeah,
those are so good. And I remember too. You know, we had the Bjorn for when they're like bitty babies, but as they grow up, that Ergo can carry a child. I mean, I bet Bennett would fit in. I mean, if we had to, could fit in it now at four. So just for new moms or younger moms, you know, the other nice thing about it, it's, and I just looked it up just because I couldn't remember, it is about $100, but again, you know, you can wear it in the front, you can wear it in the back. I remember when we lived out west, I had a friend who would put it on her back and put a bigger kid on her back, like when we would go hiking. So you really can use it for a long time. And I was just thinking how helpful that could be to kind of throw in a bag and have in case we needed to put Sam, carry him on my person, during any of this travel. So anyway,
well, and I think those would be really, the Ergo would be really helpful in the airport, by the way, even the airport. Is he sitting on your lap?
He's gonna.
And so I think they will make you take the Ergo off when the plane is taking off. Only because my sister has very little children, very close together, so we've had these ongoing discussions, but she wears that on the plane and like the kids will sleep in it, and it's just nice because then you have your hands free when you're going through the airport.
So the mom's Ergo baby carrier, which I feel like is deceiving that they call it a baby carrier, because again, you can use it like all the way through toddlerhood. So Yeah. If you don't have one, I think it's a good investment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The next article is the worst part of being a parent that no one tells you about. Mm. So this mom talks about, her first night in the hospital. Her baby had just been born. It was her firstborn. She's panicked, right? She's like, oh my gosh, I got to keep this tiny thing alive. I don't know what I'm doing. Of course, meanwhile, her husband is like snoozing away and like dreamland right next to her in the hospital, like totally oblivious to the fact that they have this new child who is the mom's panicked about. Anyway, and so she talks about she's panicked because she realizes that A, all of a sudden out of the gate, she loves this kid so much. And B, she's like thinking already about all of the hardships that, of course, this baby will someday face in life that she's not going to be able to protect it from. So the quote is, the worst part about having kids is the gut-wrenching realization that a piece of your heart and soul now lives as a person outside of your body. Which is a really true statement.
Yeah.
And I think we've all had these moments, you know. I think, Katie, our kids are young enough that, you know, we haven't gone through teenage years, you know.
I know, but I'm stressed about it. I'm stressed about like
dating, you know, so being like, dumped, not getting into the college you want, you know, a sports game that they, you know, those things that you
like
think
all
of
those, just like the emotional pain for your kids. Right. Like you would just take it. But of course, obviously you can't. And honestly, that's the kind of stuff that makes them into better humans. Like you can't keep your kids from every single disappointment in life. You
cannot protect them. They are vulnerable and we'll have to go through all of these. But yeah, I feel like just, and even, you know, even those things as your kids get older about, you know, if, you know, kids aren't being nice to them or, you know, things like that, you hate to see your kids go through anything, that's hard on them, but again, they have to do it. And I think, you know, they have to do it, but it doesn't make it any easier as the mom to kind of watch it all unfold and live through that. So, I do think it's a hard part that really isn't talked about, or I didn't think about it before I had kids necessarily.
Yeah. No, I don't think you can. I think it might be one of those things like you actually have to be a parent to know exactly how it feels. Cause it's really not even something that you can describe, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah. This last article is a little bit lighter, thankfully.
But don't you think it's spot on?
Oh my goodness, is it spot on? I was so happy to see that. I'd seen this article floating around and was so happy that it was included in our podcast today.
So this is from Scary Mommy, and it's the title is, "Excuse me, but why are crop tops suddenly everywhere? There is a 0% comfort factor." She talks about, she has like it's a self-care day, a Saturday. She ditches the kids and goes shopping with her mom. And she goes to her favorite store, grabs like an armful of stuff to try on in the dressing room. And like, it didn't take long for the panic to set in. What in the high school beach party is happening here? It was cropped top chaos. There was not one single shirt in my haul that didn't expose my midriff. And she talks about this isn't like a teeny bopper store. This is like a regular old like store that sells clothes for grown adults. She says everything looks like a shrunken piece of like doll clothing. And then she talks about just like, there's a 0% comfort factor. Like these are meant to be worn with like structured pants or like jeans, and like, where's all this like stuff? Where's all the stuff in the middle supposed to go? Like when you sit down, like she's just not comfortable doing this. And she says that she's not the only one who feels this way, because she has seen like a wave of TikTokers and like other women on Instagram being like, guys, like what's with all the crop tops? What is with all the crop tops?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. And so it's funny, the things that she was complaining about, I mean, she talked about how her stomach, of course, is like white and pale and has not seen sun in many years, which same. And like you said, the zero comfort. But the other thing to me is just like, I'm sorry, I am a mom of four children. I should not be wearing a crop top. I just shouldn't. I am 40 years old.
Well, but I mean, what if you like, if
my belly is in no shape to be exposed? Yeah. It has birthed children. Yeah. It is not in a good place at the moment. It just blows my mind that clothing designers would think like, hey, you know what we should do? We should pitch crop tops to like 40-year-old moms. That's the ticket. No, what part of that makes sense at all? I mean, I know actually, Kitty, you might be one of them, but I know very few moms who can pull off a crop top. I mean, we are not in our 20s with ribs, with abs and, you know, lounging at the pool all day with tan flat bellies. Those days have come and gone.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I have noticed like the whole crop top, because I do feel like anytime, like, yeah, everything is super short. And it's also just, my other question would be, listen, if you're like into it and you want to wear crop tops, like, good on you. I wouldn't judge you.
Great.
But like,
great.
Also, where would I wear this? Like, even if I was to buy these crop tops, like, in under what circumstances and what, like, reverse preschool graduation? No.
I go zero
for
places.
For sure not.
Yeah.
Without your kids. Yeah.
I go, well, no. I go zero places in life in general where it would be appropriate for me to wear a crop top.
Yeah.
Like, zero places.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm like with you. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even know where would this be okay. Like, where, even if I wanted to buy and wear a crop top, there would not be a circumstance in which I wouldn't look weird and out of place.
I can't even picture what that, I have zero words. I have zero words for the, I mean, all I can say is I am glad that, the mom jean phase happened. That was good. I much prefer a high rise jean than the low cut jean. So I am here for that. So I'm just saying that to say, like, remember moms, we have been thrown some,
a couple of bones.
We have been, but this is not one of them. And there is no scenario where I'm buying a crop top.
No. I don't think so either. I think I'm out on the crop tops. I think I might be out.
I'm surprised because I feel like you could pull it off and I feel like you could do it, but I don't know. It's just, I think it's one of those things that like looks good on very few people.
Yeah.
So why are we trying to sell it to the masses?
Well, you know? Maybe the next time you see me, I'm going to like have a crop top on just to see.
What? Yeah.
See if you notice. That's the sad part. It's like, we're like, oh, people would think we were so crazy if we wear a crop top. People don't even, like, probably wouldn't even, like, notice. That would require people, like, actually, like,
I don't know that
looking
they would
at us
you.
And checking.
I think they would, yeah. I mean, you are right, though, Katie, in to say that, you know, sometimes I'm so worried about what I'm wearing and what I look like, and then I go out in public and I'm like, oh, people are wearing all sorts of crazy things and they don't really seem to care at all what they look like.
So maybe do we need to transition our thinking? Maybe this is the year of crop tops for us.
I'm gonna have to go with a big hard no on that. Okay. You can go for it and I will
it's a hard
support
pass
you,
for you
every step of the way.
It's a hard pass. Okay.
But yes.
Win of the week.
So is your win of the week that you bought a crop top?
No. It's like the furthest thing from a crop top ever. So my win, and actually, this is not a surprise, River and Bennett and Ella Ray all go to the same dance studio. Mm-hmm. However, they had different recital times. Cause if you are,
I know,
like,
I was bummed
a dance,
that you were in the different slot.
I know. Yeah. Like, this is the thing is, like, these dance recitals, I'm just realizing this, like, they could go on for hours. Like, if they have the
potential.
Well,
ours doesn't.
No, because they split them up into segments.
Oh, right.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, River had her first dance recital on Sunday and dang, it was super cute, but I won't lie to you. River, I had to put her hair into a bun and that stressed me out. Like I took dance for like maybe a year or two as a kid and then like never did it again. And I felt like pressure because I always whenever I don't actually I'll be honest with you, Nanny usually takes over to her dance lessons because they're in the middle of the day. I was like, I don't do other people know how to do buns better than me? Is this leotard on backwards? Like, what is like the whole protocol here? Then I got there. It was super cute. I'm still wondering, I'm sort of, and I'm just going to say this, and I don't want to offend the other dance moms out there. I'm kind of hoping that River, I don't want to be a dance mom.
Listen, I,
is that, said, I mean, I don't know how to say this. I just said it. It was super cute and I loved it. And she was adorable on the stage and she was like super, River loves the stage. So she's like into it. And that's what alarmed me is I was like, Brian and I felt very out of our element. Did you feel the same?
Yes. I leaned over our friend Ingrid, who was sitting next to me at ours, and said, gosh, I hope she picks soccer next year.
Yeah.
Literally is what I said during said dance recital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm not the only one.
No, it's a lot. I think, I mean, I also was, you know, doing, I mean, my bun is like a terrible like ponytail and then I just twist it around and put another ponytail on it. I don't know what you're supposed to do. I don't know. There is some sort of, I think there's higher levels of bun making. I'm not there.
Yeah.
But no, same. I think it's very cute. And, you know, Ella Ray is really into it. So I'm happy to support that. Bennett, I feel like, only does it because Ella Ray does it.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, this is what scares me.
It seems like the only good thing is if they're both going to dance, right? That's like, you get, like, you got to take them to one dance recital, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, the one time of year that there's a dance recital.
Yeah.
But it's also a lot as far as kids' activities go. It's expensive.
We've talked about this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now that I said this, of course, River will pursue dance as a career. Like she, now that I've said that I don't want to be a dance mom, like I will for sure be like,
at least
you'll be listening to this, like on like, you know, like 10 years from now, 20 years from now, people will be laughing that I said this, but I'm just, it's like a whole, world.
But listen, at least we're not doing the dance competitions because I think that really takes it to the
next level. When do those happen?
I don't know. No, not at our place. But I think there's other dance facilities that have like legit dance moms, like the show, that go to all these competitions and there's makeup and it's like a whole day thing.
I think we're at the very minimal
commitment level. So we should just be glad that we're here and not.
Brian is like, I mean, is River going to do dance next year? And I was like, I mean, I'll be honest with you. She really likes it. So I don't know.
This is the hard thing. Yeah. As like a tomboy.
Like when your kid likes it, do you still like?
I know. Trust me. As a tomboy who did not like ballet and quit immediately, I'm like sitting here at this dance recital with two of my girls loving it, being like, how did this happen? How did I end up here? Can we switch to something outside, please?
I don't know. But that's all to say that this is my win is because River was very cute. She really enjoyed it. And it's just, I feel like it's sort of like a rite of passage too. Like once your girl starts doing like dance recitals, you're like, okay, here we are. Like, you know, River's about to be 5. We're going to kindergarten. We're going to dance recitals. Like, all right. We're in the thick
mom
of it.
Life.
This is it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All
okay, so
stuff.
I want to. So next podcast, we're going to talk about your trip. We're going to hear all about your
impending
plane travel.
Good vibes for young
send
children.
Send lots of positive vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just hopeful that we get through. I'm like the next time we podcast, hopefully some camps are happening, and I don't have to like throw an iPad at my kid for.
Good vibes for your campless weeks as well.
Yes,
campless schoolless weeks as well.
Campless schoolless weeks. Yeah.
Hope everybody survives out there. Another week of momhood.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening.